Ray was expecting a call from a guy trying to sell him firewood. When an unknown number popped up on his cell phone, he thought he'd just call back later, as he was busy at the time. Turns out someone else was calling. It was the White House. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hi, I'm Greg Peterson of the Peterson Farm Brothers. If you've seen our videos, you know we're proud to be farmers. Farming can be dangerous. Never assume location or depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start any work on your farm, call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com to have underground lines located. It only takes a minute and can save your life.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Ray Starling worked for Senator Tom Tillis in North Carolina, and when the senator landed a position on the Agriculture and Judiciary Committees, Ray was presented with an opportunity to go to D.C. and work for the senator there.
I followed him to D.C., took my family up there. That was obviously sort of an interesting way to go about it, mid-career. Most of the folks you see in Washington working on a senator staff are average age of 23, and I learned after trying to do it in my 40s why that is. It's a pretty hard transition, a pretty hard city to move into.
He later became the senator's chief of staff, but Ray says,
Washington is a really big small town.
Those in government knew of his farming background, his work as a lawyer, and his time spent in agricultural policy. In February of 2017, he got an unexpected phone call.
I actually got a voicemail from them on Sunday, but it was from a number I didn't recognize, so I never listened to it. And on Tuesday morning, I get this call that says, Ray, why aren't you calling the people at the White House back? And I'm like, what are you talking about? And they had called me on Super Bowl Sunday. I actually thought it was a guy I was trying to chase down off Craigslist to buy firewood from.
It was actually a staff member from President Trump's National Economic Council.
I called the guy at the White House and said, sorry, I hadn't called you earlier, but here I am. Would you like to talk? And he basically said, yeah, can you get here in about 90 minutes? So that's not a lot of time to prepare for how you're going to answer the question, why should we hire you at the White House?
The initial meeting at the White House went well.
I got the chance to interview and then literally 2 days later went back a second time to meet directly with Gary, the director of the National Economic Council, and he reached across the table and said, welcome to the team.
That role has a story unto itself, and Ray's first meeting with the president was quite interesting as well. It's all to come next time as we travel the countryside. Raleigh, North Carolina, I'm Andrew McCray.